Confidence, heart, and desire are all attributes athletes need to reach their potential. And at Draco Impact Sports, we want to help you achieve that potential. Draco offers you the highest quality training and protective gear suited for all level of athletes. We pride ourselves on the durability and comfort of our products, and once you try them on, you'll know exactly what everybody's talking about. When it matters the most, both in and out of the ring, you can always count on Draco. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Draco Sports for product information and contest giveaways. Or visit us online at www.dracosports.com. Draco Impact Sports. Dominate your world. You're listening to Full Guard Fight Radio. Fight Radio. Fight Radio. Jax Media, helping give fighters and fight promoters the edge to get noticed and pound through to success. At Jax Media, we know how difficult it can be to get sponsorships for your fights or fighters. Don't miss out on prime opportunities. Showcase your fight history, stats, bio, sponsorship rate, and clickable links to your online and social media platforms with a custom media kit. Media kits starting as low as $50. Also, ask about our custom Facebook page setup, apps, fighter and fight promotion websites, and more. Visit us online today at www.jaxmedia.ca. Jax Media, design with an edge.
Welcome to Full Guard Fight Radio. And tonight, once again, I will be filling in for the great London. I am your host with the most this week. I am Skippy from MMAMadhouse.com. Usually find me on Madhouse Live every Wednesday. But tonight, Carl, was like last week rocked so much the fans screamed for an encore. So tonight we are here. We're going to be talking about Unified Combat League going down this weekend. It's Unified Combat League number 20, Ascension. It's going to be a good card. Carl, I understand you will be ringside for the fireworks.
I will be, and I can't wait. I'm so excited. It's been like forever since I've gone to an event up here in the tundra of Canada. It's limited to what I get to see, and I just can't wait, man.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, you know, we deal with some bad weather and snow down here, but where you live, you're obviously closer to the North Pole, so you guys have a little rougher winter than maybe we do.
I just saw reindeer go by.
I believe you 100%. Have you been out on the snowmobile this winter?
No, maybe I'll have to fire that thing up. You know, it's funny, we had no snow, and now we're just getting pummeled.
But now, are the kids missing school, or?
No. Takes a lot for that to happen.
Well, not down here. I understand, like, Atlanta got a quarter inch of snow and the whole city, like, shut down.
I had a quarter inch of snow in the last half an hour.
Yeah, I know. I saw that picture earlier, and I was like, man, I'm not missing
the power
that.
Doesn't go out. Hoping the power doesn't go out.
Well, but, we will
You're usually on your own when you do a show with me anyhow, so it wouldn't be that different, but, you know. I kind of like hanging out in the shadows.
Well, I will tell you what. We will make this work no matter what. It's going to happen. Let's see. Hey, I finally found his stats page. Yes. for anybody out there, once again, MMAMadhouse.com, the great people behind all the podcasts that we run. We got some great stuff up there this week, you know, on 1FC, some recaps for Wesley Chapel Fight Night 5. Do not miss Pablo Diablo's 5-round review. That is an excellent look at MMA each week. By the way, Carl, big shout out to The Real Deal. And folks, if I have to tell you the rest of his name, I'm sorry. You're retarded, but I guess I'm going to have to for some of you. But Ryan Ford, Built from the Ground Up, Episode 1, is on MMAMadhouse.com. I'm really excited.
I'm looking forward to following that. I hope he keeps it going, but it looks like he's got a pretty professional outfit doing it for him, so I imagine there's a bunch of them coming.
Oh, yeah. And for anybody out there,
I'm such a huge fan of that guy, man. He's just such a beast. I wish I could catch World Series of Fighting this weekend in Edmonton, but you know that's like 15-hour drive. But hey, Unified Combat League's gonna be just fine.
Oh yeah. And you already know he's gonna win the title, and you're finally gonna be like, I told everybody. Told you guys 6 years ago.
Well, I think he is going to win the title. But, you know, when I thought Michael Hill was going to also beat, Ryan Ford, but Michael Hill was fighting, I lost his name now, Powell, I thought Michael Hill was going to take that fight too, though. So, you know, the guy's, he might bring more to the table than we're expecting.
Now, you're going down to Kanloops because, you know, since we're talking about this card, have you been down there before for an event, or is this going to be your first MMA event in that town?
Never, yeah. This is the first MMA event ever in that town. It was a long, hard battle to get it all done. I know Jesse had, a lot of challenges and hoops and whatnot to get her done, but it's finally been done, and I'm looking forward to it. Kamloops is a pretty big city as far as Canadian standards go. I think it's, around the 40th or something largest city in the whole country of Canada. So it's a pretty big place. I'm super excited. Can't wait to see, what happens. That's where Matt Baker's gym is. And, there's a lot of guys that come out of that area. That's where Amanda Bell was up. I think she's down your way right now, but that's where she was, for months. It should be good, man.
Yeah, she's now down at Enoch Wilson's Animal House and Fitness down here, and I believe just outside Salem. Maybe, I think it's Salem.
Oh, slapping Sam Selander around.
Yes, that dude. Yeah, he's down there training at the same gym. She's one of his coaches now, so she drills on him. I was like, that's funny because, he's fighting in the same weight class as her, but she is so much more built than him.
Yeah, well, hey.
Sam's dude, yeah. I've had her sitting right here in the studio a couple of times and hanging out with her, and she is just, like, the most defined physical specimen of a woman. I mean, perfectly cut, nice abs, calves that are cut out, biceps that are, you would almost think that she's like one of those, she's not as cut or as big as a bodybuilder, but, she's like Bruce Lee cut up, just really defined musk. Her back, yeah, dude, she's cool. And she's a beast. I love her to death. She's a great lady.
I met her at Battle for the Border too, but, it was just before the fight. I didn't get to the weigh-in, so I didn't get a really good chance to, chat with her. But I met her for a minute at the fights, and definitely a cool woman. Actually, speaking of Battle for the Border, I'm hearing rumors about a Battle for the Border 3 coming up in April. Rumors.
Well, rumors are always good. I know there's some great events coming off this weekend. I'm super, excited. Lapaki will be up at Absolute Chaos up there outside Seattle. I'm going to be obviously in the studio like every weekend working my butt off. But we'll be covering events there, I believe. Donald will be at Sparta Combat League in Colorado. Rear Naked Smoke's got some great events. Made for the Cage, EU MMA, O-Plot, Circuito de Talents out of Brazil, Shockwave 6, Combate out of Brazil, K1 World Max. They've got that. Yeah, they got some good events over there. I know Go Fight Live has, we got Sparta. What else do we got there this weekend? I'm just keep thinking of last weekend's great card. Oh, XFE, Helen LaCour, Lacana's events out there at Harrison, Pennsylvania. That's this weekend. Australian Fighting Championships 8 is up there, folks. That's something you don't want to miss. UCL.
I forgot about that.
Whoa, hold on. UCL 20, what we're going to be talking about tonight, is on Go Fight Live TV.
Really?
I'm looking at it right now. It's in between Australian Fighting Championships and CFFC.
Huh.
Oh, my gosh.
I saw their press release about the two TV network deal they signed, but that's the first I've heard about GFL.
Well, 2 a.m. for Australian Fighting Championship Saturday morning. So that's 11 o'clock mine and your time. 5 o'clock UCL, 5 o'clock CFFC 32, 5 o'clock Asylum Fight League 44. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sparta Combat League, 1 a.m. Eastern. That's got to be 1 p.m. What? That's got to be wrong, dude. There's no way they're throwing an event in Colorado at 1 a.m.
At 1 a.m.?
Yeah. Unless it's like midnight fights or something, you know?
Well, that would be odd.
Guess who's on that fight card? Donald Doomsday Pierce.
Yeah, actually, I knew that. I didn't get him his damn Madhouse shirt in time either, and I'm pissed right off. It's my fault. It's all my fault. I've realized something. I suck at sending stuff to people.
Oh, it's 2 p.m. Yeah, okay, they got it wrong. I knew it. I was like... And Carl, you know what? We're busy men. It's kind of hard sometimes to rock this lifestyle, you know, with all the fans, you know.
Yeah. I hate going to the post office. I just hate going to the post office. Although today was a treat because I got my Pro-Am championship belt today.
And I saw the little lady rocking it in front of the fireplace. She looked like the champion she is.
She's like, this thing's heavy, Dad.
Is it a thick plate or a thin plate?
Oh, no, it's thick, man. That thing must weigh 7 pounds, probably.
Yeah, mine weighs 12.
Really? Wow. Well, maybe mine's up there, too. I don't know. I'd have to weigh it, but it's pretty heavy. I showed it to a few people today, and that's what everybody said as soon as I gave it to them to hold. It was just like, wow, this thing's heavy.
Well, that's good, dude. I like mine a lot. You know, I'm very, I love taking it out and showing it off. You know, I'll take it to the events.
I'm gonna keep mine for a couple of events. I'm gonna definitely take it up to Kamloops, and then if the rumor is true and there's an event at Battle for the Border 3, I'm gonna take it to that event, and then after that, I'm gonna ship it off to one of our other members. So, lovely team Madhouse to play with for a couple of months. I told Jorn by the time it gets to him in Norway, he can keep it.
That's going to take a while to get there.
It's going to take, that's what I told him. I said, you know, it's going to go to, you know, everybody, but with you being on the other side of the pond, you know, you're unfortunately at the bottom of the list, but on the good note, you get to keep the belt, I said. So he was pretty happy.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, we were just talking with Jorn. They got some good events coming up there.
Yeah, he sent me a card or a poster for a card, Denmark versus Norway. That looks...
Yep.
With my Danish heritage, you know, that definitely caught my eye.
Yep, I got in there and...
I got more family in Denmark than I do in Canada.
Well, see, that's cool. That gives you an excuse. You're like, honey, I want to take you to meet my family and cover some MMA.
Yep. Well, I'm going to, you want to tell everybody who our first guest is, I'm going to jump over there and grab them.
You do that. First up, fighting out of British Columbia, Canada, is a phenomenal warrior. His nickname is the Persian Warrior, Sabah. He is a great guy. Really, we've had him on the show quite a bit. Anybody out there, you guys know he fought Nick Newell recently at World Series of Fighting 7. He obviously fought Makai Marumo. That was a good fight. He's actually going to be fighting at this upcoming card, UCL 20. And in just a second, we'll have him on. And we're going to get to talk to him. And I'm curious to see, you know, obviously he's trying to wipe off that that last fight, get back to the path he's been on, which has been a very successful path. And then I want to see what's up next for him and the gym, see if he's maybe cross-training anywhere, brought any new coaches in. It looks like Carl's having trouble getting a hold of him. But what we'll do real quick is I'll play you guys an ad. No, I won't. He's got him, it looks like, now. Hello? Okay, Carl. Talk to me, buddy. I know you got him in queue. I could see it on the board. Well, this is way too much quiet and downtime. But Kamloops, British Columbia, looks like this event will be on Go Fight Live TV, and I'm assuming rebroadcast on Comcast Sports. Carl, I see we're ready. Hey, Sabah, you there, brother?
Yes, sir.
Hey, welcome to Full Guard Fight Radio. How you doing?
Good, man. Good. Chilling. Chilling on the treadmill.
On the treadmill.
Yeah.
I guess you're just wrapping up the last bit of your camp and touching down on the final bit of weight cut. So for the fans out there, how's this camp been?
Well, it's only been 2 weeks long. Well, so I'm always ready for a fight. So you know, I don't really have a camp. I'm always ready for a fight. So they called me. They needed a guy. And I'm actually making my way down to 145. And this would be a perfect opportunity for me to try it out. So it's going to be a catch weight at 150. So, now, you know, slowly make my way down to 145.
Now, I want to apologize. First off, I guess I should have started the show this way. We've got fans all over the world listening, and some of them might live under a rock. So why don't you tell everybody who you are and where you're fighting out of?
Well, for the people who live under a rock, get yourself internet, punch my name in, go on my website, Sabah Fadai, and check me out. I train out of Mamba MMA in Abbotsford, British Columbia in Canada. And, yeah, man, on that quest like everybody else.
Now, for folks out there who follow us regularly, they know in 2012 we named your gym of the year. You guys
yeah.
have a phenomenal crew there of fighters and coaches. Is everybody still there? Everything's still rocking really well for the gym?
Everything's rocking, man. You know, actually, it's like that with all gyms, especially when you have a lot of guys, you know. They tend to split up, do their own thing for a while. But lately, everybody's been coming back together. And, you know, I think we dropped for a little bit. And then now we're all coming back together once again. And you know, it's gonna be a phenomenal year for Mamba MMA here in 2014. We got a couple of guys who are going pro, like David Moon. Actually, Susie Watson, she's already pro. Yeah, David Moon is going to be making his pro debut in 2014. Yeah, man, we got a stacked team. A few guys are injured, whatnot, you know, but it happens.
Now, anybody who follows you, like, definitely us, because we've had you on our other shows in the past, me and Lepaki, we're big fans, huge fans of you. With you talking about dropping down, I don't know what your contracts are right now, but will we see you at 145, maybe go to M1 or FC?
Actually, you know what? My goal, and I've made it a very a set goal, really, to try to get on the undercard of UFC 174 when they come to Vancouver. That's
okay.
What I'm trying to do. I just want a couple more fights, and I need to get my ass on a big ass show like that. And at 145, I think I'm at least a top 10 prospect in Canada, you know?
Oh,
and
yeah, that's a given, you know? I mean, you were, you know, at 145, that's almost scary to think of you at that weight class.
Yeah, I know.
You know, obviously this being your first kind of shot getting down to the 150, do you feel like your speed and power is still all intact?
I think I'm a lot faster, actually. Of course, that is natural. As you go down weight classes, you're naturally a lot faster, more agile. I feel that right now. Mind you, I still have to adjust to it. I can get a lot faster, I think. I'm just, you know, I haven't been mentally in the right mind for a little while. I've been trying to fight a few things and whatnot, and then, you know, I've had this whole 145 deal in the back of my head for a long time, and I'm just going to give it a try, man. But this time around, I'm a lot more focused, and my mental game, you know, I was mentally prepared for my last fight, I thought anyways, but I don't know, man. Things happen.
Well, okay, you know, let's talk about that, because, you know, you're somebody we look up to, and you're somebody we believe is, you know, the future of the sport and a very, very talented fighter. You've always
Thank
been
you.
Respectful. You've always been a fun guest when you've been on our shows. We
Thank
have a
you.
Lot of kids right now who listen to this show around the world, and they're looking at you as, you know, somebody they look up to. How hard was that for you to sit down and address the mental aspect of this game?
You know, the mental aspect, how hard is it for me?
You had to get over this last bit and address that mental part of your game, because, you know, people think you just go in and train and fight, but they don't realize the mental wear that this has on some fighters.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like, you lose that fire for a while. You know, I've been doing this for 9 years, and it gets tough after a while when I've quit everything. You know, you guys know I've quit dentistry school. I've quit it all just so I can focus like 100% on becoming the best I can in mixed martial arts, and that takes a lot of toll on your mental aspect of the game. You know, day in, day out, you're inside the gym, you're seeing the same facility over and over and over and over again, and it can get really, really stressful, especially when I do personal training as well, and it's all in the same facility. So I'm in here from 7 o'clock in the morning until, you know, 9 o'clock at night. I put in, you know, 13, 14-hour shifts in here, and I get like 3-4 hours of break in between, but I see this inside of this academy for 10 hours a day, and, you know, it can play a tough mental game on you, and, you know, it's very challenging. You know, you got to go home, and you got to get into a zen state of mind and, you know, relax yourself, calm yourself, and focus on what's important, which is your goal and which is your career, which is putting food on the table for you, your family. And, you know, staying healthy is very key, you know?
Now, you talk about going home and getting in that zen. Do you meditate when you get home? Do you try to find a quiet time to just meditate? Or?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I just lay on my bed a lot of times and, you know, just pray and, you know, just have a word with God and, you know, I just just chilling, you know, and I do, I'm starting to get into more more breathing exercises, and you know, I'm going to start doing yoga. Just I think it's just a very important part to being calm and being focused. Being focused is key, I think, for fighters, and you know, being focused on the task at hand. So when I go into a fight, my mind is not running on, you know, on Red Bull or anything like that, on speed, you know, thinking about everything outside the cage. I need to train my mind so it's there at the moment when I'm fighting my opponent.
Now, I love to hear that, and I hope a lot of the amateurs listening today understand that, you know, training your brain and understanding how to step away is just as important as the physical training, and I'm glad you pointed that out.
It is. I think, actually, to be honest with you, it's a lot more important than physical. Almost anybody can get inside of a ring and throw fists, throw kicks, throw knees, you know. Yeah, if they don't have the technique, if they haven't trained for it, yeah, then the possibility is that they're not going to do very well. But if you're trained in Muay Thai, for example, whatever, if you're a trained fighter and you go in there and you do not have the mental state of mind, the right state of mind, you will fail. You will fail. I've proved it to myself time and time again. You know, and... just the way it goes.
Now, you talked about getting back a couple of quick fights to kind of, you know, get feel comfortable at 145 and get ready for this chance to make a run at the undercard on the UFC when they come to Canada. If, you know, things go that route and you're able to perform there, all the more power to you. If for some reason you don't, would
yes.
you be willing to travel internationally to take the fights and maybe stay away from home for a little longer?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you guys know I've fought in Singapore. I fought in the Philippines. I love traveling. And one of my close friends, Viviano Fernandez, everybody knows, he's a superstar in 1FC. And, you know, actually, to be honest with you, Victor Coy, the president of 1FC, was originally the president of an organization called Martial Combat, where I have a lightweight super fight champion belt under their under the Martial Combat, where it all went downhill, and then he started 1FC. So Victor Coy, 1FC guys, they know me. We've talked before. And, you know, it could happen in the future. And I have all the right guys on my side to be able to get me into that organization, if God willing.
I the weight class you want to be in, which I love, I just see some great matchups. I'll be honest, in between M1 and 1FC, I see a couple of great fights I'd like to see you in. You know, I definitely would like to see you face Morat at 145 over in M1 Global. I think that's a great fight right there. Personally, as a fan, okay, I'll be honest, as a
yeah.
fan, I don't know how much you care about it, but you
to,
know,
to be honest with you, I've never even like looked up M1 fighters.
Well, right now,
I didn't even know they were still around.
Oh, dude, bro! Over the last 2 years, they've been signing a ton of American and Canadian and Brazilian fighters.
Wow.
Yeah, especially this last year, they brought in, like, Lee Morrison from Spokane. They brought in Julio Iglesias out of Florida. I mean, they're bringing Steve Gardner out of Arizona.
Yeah.
They're really trying to make a comeback. They did something interesting. On the bottom of their rope, they caged in, like, the bottom of the rope. So it's a little different now. Instead of it being all ropes, the bottom half
yeah.
is like a cage. So it's kind of interesting.
Yeah. No, I see what you mean. Like, I'll check out M1 for sure.
You know, obviously, you know, we caught you, you know, you're trying to get, you know, tied up with the weight cut. I do want to point out, Your dinner the other night, that salmon looked phenomenal, bro.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm telling you, dog. Like, I make the meanest salmon. The meanest salmon. Like healthy as it gets.
Well, I was literally ready to ask for your address and come over for dinner, man. I mean,
I'm telling you, man. Like, you guys can get that same fish. That's the crazy part, man. Everybody can. ValleyTrading.com. ValleyTrading.com. You know, they come in small already portioned packages, and they're all wild, organic salmon straight from here in BC. And it can't get any better, man.
Oh, yeah. No, I do a puff pastry where we take and we stuff it with salmon and a dill sauce and a little bit of lime juice.
Okay, stop. Stop right there, man.
Oh, yeah, like, sorry,
You can't talk about food with me, man. Like,
yeah, you're right. Let's change that.
Oh, man. I didn't do anything for Valentine's Day.
Really?
I was supposed to go to this amazing steakhouse. I had it all planned out and everything with my woman. And I talked to her. I was like, babe, I can't go. I can't eat shit. I can't eat anything. I can't even have a piece of shrimp. You know what I mean? I can't.
Yep. Yep. But you know what you can have? And that's this weekend, your hand raised, you know.
Absolutely.
And I 100% believe this is your fight. I know you're taking this on less of a notice than you normally would like to take your fights, you know, but honestly,
you know what? Like I've been saying, my mental game is on point. So I don't care to take this fight on 2 week notice. You know what I mean? I'm ready. I'm focused and I'm ready and I will get my hand raised 100%.
Now, you know, that new fire that's back, that you kind of maybe lost a little bit of that fire and now that it's back, when you get up in the mornings, is it just funner to go to the gym or just easier?
You know, it's just easier.
Okay.
It's funner when you go to other gyms and, you know, train with different bodies, you know, different techniques. Those are fun. You know, it's just easier now coming into the gym. It's more of a routine now, and I want to do it. You know, it's different than it's like dragging myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, for the few fans out there, because we've only got a few minutes left with you, but for the fans out there that maybe run into you or want to know something about you, what could they find you doing on a Friday night for fun?
For fun? On a Friday night. What would I be doing on a Friday night? I don't know, man. I don't party. I don't drink. Literally, I stay at home, in bed, watch golf with my woman, and then we pop in a movie, and
and we
watch Black Mamba over here trying to be funny.
Oh man!
No, that's all I do, man. I'm telling you, that's all I do. I haven't gone out to a party or anything like that in 7 months, 7-8 months. Hold on, can you guys hold on? Are you leaving?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, before we
wrap up, that's what I do.
Before we wrap up, you know, I want you to take this time, man. Anybody you want to thank, any social media, any sponsors, any gym information, you take as much time as you want.
Okay, well, first off, yes, I want to thank my gym, Mamba MMA. I want to thank my coaches, Colter Gill, and all my training partners, of course. My supplement company, Fuel Supplements. I've already mentioned ValleyTrading.com. Dr. Victor Chan, my new naturopath doctor, you know. Hold on 1 second. I'm being handed a card. Andy Molly from Remax Lifestyle Realty, baby. Take care, guys. Have a good night. I got a couple of things coming up. You know, I want to start my own little boot camp kind of training exercises and stuff. And, you know, I got a website now, sabafadai.com. It's under construction, but there's still something going on every week. We're posting up. And, you know, just stay in touch and follow what I do, man.
Well, I'm going to continue.
And thank you guys. Thank you guys for allowing me to announce all this stuff on your radio station.
Brother, we've been, since 2011, we've really been following you closely. We love what you do. We love your gym. We love what you're about, and we will always support you. I hope that not only do you grab this victory easily, but you can find two or three more fights like you want quickly, and I hope you can get on that undercard, brother. And if we can help, just holler.
All right. Thanks a lot, brother. I appreciate it. I appreciate everything you guys do for us. I've been up and down with the win and lose column. I'm going up the mountain now. It's all wins from now on.
I love it. And congratulations on going to a new weight class soon. I think you're going to be super dominant.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it, guys.
Hey, go enjoy the rest of your night or what you can of it.
All right. I'm going to try to enjoy not eating anything and sleeping on a very empty stomach.
Hey, we'll see you soon.
All right, man. Take care, guys. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, ciao.
Carl, he is always just a phenomenal guest. The Persian Warrior, man. I love this guy. Him and his gym, they're great people. Anytime you guys are up in that area, you guys stop by Mamba MMA, man. Hit it up. Get a workout in. Get some rolling, maybe some sparring in. Carl, he's always just a great guest, and I love the fact that when he comes on our show, he's always so open about his life and his career with us. And I hope a lot of amateurs took note tonight about that mental aspect of the game.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me. Jeez. That's what happens when you don't speak. Your voice cramps up on you. yeah, man. Tons of wisdom there for, you know. I'm looking forward to getting a picture of him with my Pro-Am belt this weekend.
Oh, yeah, you know you got to get a picture of him with him holding the belt, man, for straight.
Oh, yeah.
That's a given. I mean, you know, and folks out there, we're not joking, man. You know, for the last couple of years, we've been following this cat, and, you know, him and his gym, I think they went, Carl, they were in 2012 when they were our gym of the year. I believe they went 39-5 for the year as a gym in fighting.
Something like that, yeah. If that's not exactly right, that's really close.
Yeah, I mean, it was really close to that number. And, I mean, that's one of the reasons why we gave them that is because at every level and every event from, you know, all around the world, they were performing at just such a superior level to the competition. And I'm glad to hear that he was open and said, hey, look, I ran into a mental block, focused, got that fire lit again, and now I'm coming back and I'm going to destroy people again. Because, I mean, he went on a tear for a couple years there.
Oh, big time, yeah. I was excited when he had his matchup with Nick Newell there. Unfortunately, it didn't go his way, but I ended up defending him a little bit to John Prisco, but it's all good.
But you know what I find great is that he came on and said, look, I wasn't in the right mind to be taking that fight.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, let's be honest. This is supposed to be these gruff, brash men with, you know, blood in their veins pumping so hard for that aggression and anger and fight. These people are human, and we saw it tonight. We saw somebody that we know and that we know is a phenomenal fighter say, look, I took a fight I probably shouldn't take because I wasn't mentally right, but now I am. I'm making a run. You know, it takes a lot for somebody, being a fighter or not, to look at themselves like that and say, okay, this is what's wrong. I need to fix it. And he did it. And that is one more reason why I am such a fan of him.
Yeah, man. And, you know, with the deal, network TV deal that Unified Combat League just announced, he's got another great chance to, really get his name out there where, you know, a lot of people probably don't know it. So,
yeah. And and once again, if you're living under a rock, man, get out there. If you guys want me to spell his name for you, it is Sabah and then Fadai. Sabah Fadai. the Persian Warrior. You guys get out there and find him. He's on Facebook. He's on Twitter. On Twitter, it's just his name, Sabah Fadaid. You can find him there. You can Google him. Great guy, man. And I believe we're going to have who? Derek, right? Derek?
Yep.
Is it Derek. Is it Apps?
Sounds good to me.
I think
That's
it's Derek Apps. And he's fighting out of Canada, Quebec. He's one of your folks.
One of my folks.
He's one of your folks. But I'm going to tell you what, we got to talk to him about his beard because that's a player beard, dude. Folks, you don't know what he looks like, Google him. Derek Apps, he's got a beard. We need to know if he has a beard sponsor because he should have the Mod Cabin or something sponsoring him with a beard like that.
Yeah, it looks like a good, looks like a nice beard, all right. Gotta say. I see he's active. He's active pumping the fact that he's coming on. So, what do you say we give him a call a couple minutes early?
Do it.
All right, I'm gonna jump away for a sec.
Okay, and I'm gonna play a commercial while I light a cigarette and get a drink.
Intimidation Clothing has proven to be the biggest supporter of local MMA in the industry, sponsoring the top regional events across the globe. While other brands come and go, Intimidation is a brand that represents stability. With over 110 different styles of high-quality t-shirts, hats, hoodies, training gear, and more. Browse our premium quality merchandise at IntimidationClothing.com and use Radio10 to save 10% off your order. When you think local MMA, think Intimidation Clothing. Nobody supports local MMA like Intimidation. Nobody.
Pro-Am championship belts, who have the highest quality championship belt with the lowest prices. Replace those old trophies with stock belts on hand that they can customize for as low as $30. Any occasion, celebrations, awards, championship, fantasy leagues, gifts, plus wrestling, mixed martial arts, boxing. If you need championship belts, check them out. Pro-Am championship belts, proambelts.com. Look them up on Facebook, Pro-Am belts. Trust me, nothing says cool like Pro-Am. Championship
Okay, folks, you just heard some of our great sponsors. You guys get out there and check them out. I'm waiting for Carl to give me the okay to say we got Derek and Q. And you guys know 99% of the time I got the ins and outs on our guests. I am filling in on short notice, kind of like a fighter. I'm trying to slap it together as quick as I can. Are we ready?
Yes, sir.
Well, let's bring him on. Derek, you there, brother? Carl, you got to unmute him.
What? Oh, shit.
Yeah. Look at that. That's what happens. <There you go. laughs> That's what happens when you drink too much Canadian beer, folks. Derek, welcome to Full Guard Fight Radio. How you doing tonight, brother?
Not too bad. How are you?
Oh, man, we're doing great, and I'm going to be... Straight up, I'm like a fighter in the media world. I took this gig tonight on short notice, so I apologize ahead of time that I did not get a full bio and know enough about you. So tonight, the fans around the world are going to learn a little bit about you. So let's start off with, tell everybody who you are, where you're fighting out of, and a little short bio on yourself.
All right. Well, you got my name right. It is Derek Apps. I fight out of Kamloops, B.C. I train at Mataleo MMA under Matt the Rye Maker Baker. You may have heard of him.
Yes.
Hometown is Prince George, B.C., a little further north of here, about 6 hours. And been training for just about 2 years now.
Did you come from an athletic background, maybe in high school or at a collegiate level?
Yeah. I'd never wrestled or anything in high school. I played 5 years of football in high school and then another 5 years after here in Kamloops at a junior level. And then once I was done with that, I aged out and decided that being a bouncer in a nightclub, maybe I should try the MMA scene. But I definitely started out more as a jits guy. I started out just straight jits, no stand-up or anything, just doing tournaments and that.
We've got a – I got a fan who out of the Midwest, H.R. Baker. He's curious about your nickname. How did you get that?
The Barbarian?
Well, he posted a different nickname, Ratchet.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like a better story.
It's yeah, it's a little more interesting, but not too much interesting. But, yeah, I was just pretty much pulling wrenches with my cousin one night in his shop. We were slapping together a Doom Buggy, and I was wearing Carhartt overalls with a wife beater underneath, and it was like minus 35 outside, and he somehow came up with Ratchet. So that's how that came up.
Hey, it's a cool nickname. So which do you go by on for your walkout?
For my walkout, I go by the Barbarian, because it was given to me by one of my mentors from Brazil, Thiago Jambo.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah, he actually cornered me in my first fight up in Dawson Creek, and we went out afterwards, got a little drunk, and he started calling me the Barbarian in the middle of the street at 3 o'clock in the morning. So.
Now, Barbarians are known for their beards. You've got a great beard. We're beard aficionados, and we all grow our beards. Do you got a beard sponsor, like a company to sponsor?
I, at this time, do not, but I have been thinking about asking, because I do buy my beard product from the Mod Cabin.
Boom!
So I have been contemplating on asking them for a sponsorship.
Best company on the market, Mod Cabin. And
right.
It's funny because they do sponsor some MMA folks that we know. They're not fighters, but they run a radio show like we do. But you should definitely hit them up, because I think you're a great candidate. You know, obviously you're very active on social media. They would love that. You know, you're a good fighter. You come from a great gym. So, I mean, yeah, you should definitely hit them up. You need the Mod Cabin, brother.
I agree. I think they'd be lucky to have me.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, now, you know, like I said, I didn't know enough about you, so I apologize. Let's talk a little bit about your fight career. You know, you started training, you know, not really too long ago. How's your progression, do you feel, so far in training and fighting? Do you feel like you're on pace what you wanted to be? Do you feel like you're ahead of the game?
Oh, I feel like I'm 100 times further ahead than I thought I would be at this point. I owe that to all my training partners and the amount of people who are at a higher skill level in my gym. Like, I'm one of the few people there that, like, there's, on a consistent daily basis, there's 3, 4, sometimes 5 purple belts that are there versus the 2 to 3 whites and blues that are there. And me being one of those white belts, I always get to train with those purples. And because I'm such a physically strong guy, they get a good workout of it too. So it works out good for all of us.
Now, you talk about coming from, you know, a football background. How much walking weight has changed? How much has your walking weight changed from maybe the football days to your MMA days?
You probably won't believe it, but I went from walking around at 195, 190 when I was playing football to walking around at 205, 210. In the mixed martial arts.
Really?
Yes.
That's interesting.
I've also become a lot more active lifting weights than I did when I was playing football. Like, I was still lifting when I was doing football, but it was a lot more endurance for running and explosion for jumping and all that kind of stuff.
Now, you obviously have never had to address the weight cut until you came to this sport. How has the weight cuts been for you? Have you had trouble with them? Has it gotten easier, harder, the same?
the hardest part about it is not being able to eat big, fat, greasy cheeseburgers. My body feeds off that stuff.
I love it.
People all around me hate me because I'm one of the only people that they know that's jacked out of their tree and eats a Wendy's triple baconator for post-workout.
Oh, that's great. Oh, now, do they make you pay during the Shark Tank for that?
They try to. Sometimes I get the better of them. Sometimes they get me.
When you're in the gym, just regular day, doesn't matter camp or not, who is your favorite person to spar with?
Ooh. I think it's hard to pick just one because each person that I spar with, like, I spend a lot of time with Michael DuPont, who's also fighting on this card. He's always good from, a skill standpoint where he'll stop me and he'll help correct me and all that kind of stuff. And then, like, just hard sparring, there's, like, I got Matt Blair who comes in and actually he's fighting on this card as well. Pretty much all my sparring partners are on this card, and it's actually been pretty beneficial because all of us are trying to get better, like, as the fight to get closer, right? So,
is that something you enjoy, having multiple teammates in fight camp the same time as you?
I do enjoy it because we're always pushing each other harder and harder, right? And if one of us is struggling somewhere, the others, they would, like, all rally together so well, and it's such a good, fun, but focused environment to be in that it's hard to beat.
Now, you know, obviously, you know, you're fighting at UCL 20 coming up. What's your next 12 months goal by the end of this year, beginning of next year? What's your plans? Do you want to lock down a couple more fights? Maybe look at going pro, or you want to spend maybe another year, practicing, learning, training, fighting before going pro? Do you have any kind of reference on that yet, or are you just right now feeling it all out as it comes?
Right now I'm kind of just feeling it as it comes. I think I do want to get a couple more amateur fights under my belt, if not an amateur title in its own. I do kind of want to see where I can go with this and see how far it takes me.
Now, you're looking, you know, obviously to make a career out of it. I like to ask people all this all the time. It's one of my favorite things. If you could fight any city in the world tomorrow, what city would you like to fight in?
Any city in the world? Well, I think most people's goal is probably Vegas, but I'd definitely like to fight overseas at one point, maybe go to Brazil, train down there for a bit, try and get in down there somewhere.
So
just
I like
for
it.
A different experience.
You know, it's funny you say that. You know, you got Connection Rio down there in Brazil, which is the school that is kind of financially set at every level, so fighters around the world can go down there, whether you do the $8 a day or the $30 a day trip. You know, it's a great facility with tons of revolving coaches and seminars. So you could easily, you know, go down there and find a place to train and probably pick up a fight or two while you're down there. Same thing with, you know, right now you see Tiger Muay Thai and Team Quest Thailand. They're both giving out sponsorships for a one-year training in Bangkok over there. Well, Thailand, all around Bangkok and stuff. But you're seeing it more and more to bring fighters from, you know, in the international level, especially where you are competing and growing, into these other countries to teach different disciplines so you can take it home. Have you thought about maybe trying to apply for any of those kind of sponsorship programs?
I haven't put any thought into it, but it's definitely not out of the question. I mean, like I said before, one of my mentors, Tiago Jambo, is always inviting me down to Rio to train down there with him and to bring back new techniques and all that sort of stuff, right? So.
You know, although I think you would probably really enjoy that, because obviously the aspect, the atmosphere, the way they train, the way they teach, everything is going to be completely different than what you have been accustomed to. So obviously you either grow or you don't, and you realize it. So, you know, it could be a great experience for a fighter to travel outside their comfort zone and train and compete in a gym with people they have never met, because those people are not going to maybe step back the way your friends and normal buddies would. Maybe, it would be a little tenser for you at the beginning, but I think it's something that's good, that builds character, that, you know, helps you learn how to compete in other areas.
Yeah, exactly. And in new environments, you're always trying to prove yourself to the people around you, right? So that's an ongoing battle in itself.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing I love about watching, you know, guys like yourself grow in the sport. Obviously, you know, with you being over there with Matt, I mean, you've got a phenomenal facility, a great set of coaches and mentors there. But you know as well as everybody, eventually you have to go to other places, whether it's to cross train or to take a seminar, you know, stuff like that. With that, you know, helping you advance your game today, how difficult is it for you to balance your daily life and the fight life?
I wouldn't say it's, well, I guess it is relatively difficult. Because at the moment I work two jobs. I work in 8:30 till 5 every day, Monday to Friday. And then I go lift weights before I go train MMA. So between those, I'm in the gym for 2 to 3 hours. And then basically I have time to come home, shower, and go back to work until 2:30 in the morning, get a couple hours sleep, and then do it all over again. So it can wear you out sometimes, but you definitely get used to it.
Now, is there a family that is supporting you in all this, or are you a single man?
I have a female companion we're coming up on 2 years. We got a little annoying chihuahua and a needy cat.
I feel you on that, brother. I feel you on that. Oh, man. Well, you know what? I know you've had a long day and everything, and I want to tell you, first of all, I really appreciate you taking out the time to come hang out with us on Full Guard Fight Radio and let the fans, not only that are going to be at this event, but our fans that listen around the world, get to know you a little better. And, you know, I want to wish you the best of luck, but I want you to take some time, man. Anybody you want to thank, sponsors, family, the gym, any information you want to get out on anything, social media, the gym, whatever, take your time.
Yeah, well, thank you guys for allowing me to do this, first of all. And, I would like to thank Matt and all my training partners at Matt Aleo MMA for all the time and effort they put in with me. I can be a little stubborn sometimes, and I'm sure they all know that, but they don't give up on me, and I sure don't give up on them. And I'd like to thank Heavy Metal Gym here in Kamloops. They're sponsoring me for this fight. Without them, I wouldn't be as huge as I am. And, looking forward to this. I've had three opponents back out on me already, and a couple of them were just because they took the fight, and then they looked me up, and they were like, oh, I don't want to fight this guy. And then another one was, I'll be able to make weight. And then I think it was like a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, he messages the promoter, Jesse, there, and he says, he's like, oh, I'm not going to be able to make 190. I'm like 40 right now, or 230 or whatever it was. It's been frustrating, but they finally got me somebody. it looks like it's going to be really fun.
Now, you know, with having a back out and then another back out, and how much mentally did that affect you? Not, I mean, obviously you're training, you're not going to stop, but mentally, what did that do to your game?
It affected me huge. I was stressing out about finding a fight, and I'm training for one guy, and then all of a sudden, last minute, he pulls out, and it's just, I've been thinking more about who I'm fighting and if I'm fighting, rather than focusing on what I need to focus on, like just my basics and just training in itself.
Well, you know, obviously the guys in the gym have told you, you know, this is going to be an aspect of your career for some time to come. Hopefully as you grow, the fighters that are lined up to fight you, you know, are more professional about, you know, taking fights, and you have less of this in your career. But obviously something that, you know, is not a bad lesson to learn at this stage in your career while you're still trying to learn the game, because as you grow, this will become less and less of a factor to you when somebody does that, because you'll have come across it more and more. So, you know, I'm glad to hear that, you know, you're able to, you know, refocus and get your game back on the track where you feel comfortable so that you can go out there and perform at your best. And I'm glad you have an opponent. I thank Jesse a lot for working hard, and we'll be there to watch you, you know, perform. And I want to thank you once again for taking the time out tonight.
Yeah, no problem. And yeah, hopefully I can put on a good show for you guys. And I can't wait to meet you guys in person. Should be a good time. And I am definitely looking for sponsors. So if there's anybody out there looking to sponsor a glorious beard, hit me up on Facebook or even Instagram under Barbarian22 or Facebook at Derek Ratchet Apps.
Well, brother, you go. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Try to get some good sleep, and enjoy the rest of that weight cut, and we will see you this weekend.
Sounds good, man.
Later, brother.
Take care.
Mr. Carl, what a great night, man. Talking UCL 20 all night. Tomorrow night, MMA Madhouse Live. Lapaki and myself will have Jesse on live. And who knows who else? It could be special guests, or it could just be 2 hours with Jesse. We're not sure yet. But I know we're going to be talking more fights.
Yeah, I'll be tuning in. I'll be tuning in for that for sure.
Carl, I just tagged you in a video. You got to check out this video. You need one of these up in Canada. I can't believe everybody in Canada doesn't own a set of these. Mini snowmobiles that lock onto your truck tires. You just pull right up on them, they lock on, boom, your truck's an instant snowmobile.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, yeah. I've seen that sort of thing on quads and whatnot up here. Even actually, I saw a dirt bike the other day that had a snowmobile track on the back and a ski on the front. Looked pretty wild.
Yeah, but this is like literally, this is like a truck just driving on the road, pulls up, pops right onto it, they lock onto his tire, and he drives off.
Yeah, I'm watching it right now. It's pretty wild. I've never seen
it. Isn't that cool? I want one of those, man. I would never get stuck in the snow again. Oh, Carl, I want to thank you and Mr. London for letting me fill in again tonight. I want to thank all our great sponsors and fans that support this show and all the shows on the Madhouse Radio Production Network. Right? No, Production Radio. No, Radio Production.
Whatever the hell you want to call it.
Yeah. Boom. The Kings of MMA on Talk Radio.
I gotta say, I really enjoyed your show last night with Boyd. That was a great, great interview.
You know, it's like I said last night, you know, it had been way too long. And when we asked Boyd to come on, we were like, look, we'll talk some MMA, but we just want to catch up with Boyd. We're huge fans of Boyd, and you saw the offer we made last night to him. So, folks, look for, in the next few weeks, sometime coming, Boyd with his own show. And you know what I thought he should call it? Sharp Talk.
I've been thinking Sharp Talk. That's a good one, yeah. I was thinking about that today, too, actually, and I was thinking, I don't know. Boyd in the Maritimes, or Sharp Talk's good, though. I like that.
I like I like Sharp Talk.
Yeah, I do too. That's a good one. You know, he came up with a good one there. That'd be great because, you know, we really, you know, the Maritimes of Canada is big time overlooked. That would be great. That would be fabulous.
And you obviously you listened to the show last night and seen his passion for local MMA over the last year has just exploded. And I'm very glad that, you know, we could help be part of that and help him you know, obviously he did so much on his own with this show, but being able to come on every week with us and talk with us, you know, was it was beautiful. And I really, really would love to see what he could do exposing that part of Canada's MMA scene.
Yeah, and it's definitely a part of Canada that could use an exposure. It would be huge, absolutely huge.
Yep.
Anyways, dude, thanks for jumping in. Full Guard Fight Radio is going to be off the air for a couple of weeks or so, but we'll be back somewhere down the line.
Well, I will tomorrow night be on Madhouse Live like always.
How many shows have you done this week already?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then I'll do Friday and then Sunday.
Oh, well, you can have Thursday off.
Thank you.
Well, maybe.
Maybe.
No.
Hey, folks. You know, Carl, I love doing what we do, brother.
The boys on Cage Zombies, they need help. They usually call up one of the ladies of Madhouse to help them. So.
Yeah. Well, brother, I'm out. Eagle.
Right on, dude. Have a good one.
Later, ladies and
gentlemen.
Dude,
if you've been wondering where to find the largest selection of custom glass products in Central Oregon, wonder no more. At Vision Smoke Shop, located on Southwest 6th in Redmond, they feature one-of-a-kind stuff from 16 local glass blowers. They don't only blow glass, they blow your mind, man. They got great prices on hookah products and tobacco, too, so stick that in your pipe and smoke it. Literally, the friendly staff can educate you. They'll be happy to get you up to speed on everything Vision Smoke Shop has to offer. Thinking your hectic disc golf schedule might make it tough to stop by? They understand. And at Visions, they've got everything you need to make your disc golf experience perfect. So it's worth your trip, because if there's one thing they don't like to see wasted, it's time. While you're there, be sure to check out the selection of custom painted longboards. Visit facebook.com/visionsmoke for a first-hand look at some of their unique items. Their prices are already affordable, and they also give a 10% discount to OMMP cardholders, because if there's another thing they don't like to see wasted, it's money. What do they like to see wasted? Well, you figure that one out. Vision Smoke Shop, located in downtown Redmond, the glassiest place in Central Oregon.
Time to disperse. Party's over.
Got the passion. our exhibit.
You can't even...
Zip it. Zip.
Look, all
ladies and gentlemen of the jury, exhibit A.
Number two, would you please back
Look,
me up?
Look, I'm Zippy Longstockings.
I can't...
When a problem comes along, you must zip it. Zip it good.
Frown, would you please...
Jesus, I bring the wall. Me fa hero it all. Subtitle, zip it.
I'm just trying to...
Zip. Would you like to have a suckle of my zipper?
I want you... Stop.
Zip it. Zip it.
You know what? You're like a child. Talking. If you just one time.
Zip it.